Chapter 26. Someone is watching. That night, after dinner, in the safety of our kitchen, we chattered excitedly. Words came tumbling, grumbles, boasts, fears. We were working off nervous energy more than anything else. Lori did her best to keep all the talk going. She was evidently exhausted from a sleepless night and a long day, but she always believed that the more we talked, the better off we would all be. So she posed questions and confessed her own fears and kept passing dishes of food, inviting us to talk and talk. In these light moments, I glimpsed the old, effervescent Lori. Or rather, I heard her, for her voice never aged. In every other way, Lori withered during Jacob's crisis. Her eyes looked sunken and haunted. Her peaches and cream complexion became sallow and cracked. But her voice was gloriously untouched. When she opened her mouth, out came the same teenage girl's voice I had first heard nearly 35 years before. It was like a phone call from 1974. At one point, Jacob said of the jury, "I don't think they liked me, just the way they were looking at me." "Jacob, they've only been in the box one day, give them a chance. Besides, so far all they know about you is that you've been accused of murder. What do you expect them to think?"
"They're not supposed to think anything yet."
"They're human, Jake. Just don't give them any reason to dislike you, that's all you can do. Stay cool, no reactions, none of your faces."
"What faces?"
"You have a face you make when you're not paying attention. You scowl."
"I don't scowl."
"You do."
"Mom, do I scowl?"
"I haven't noticed it. Sometimes your father gets carried away with the strategy."
"You do, Jake. It's like..." I made the scowling face.
"Dad, that's not a scowl. You just look constipated."
"Hey, I'm serious." "That's what you look like when you're not paying attention. It makes you look angry. Don't let the jury see that face."
"That's my face. What can I do?"
"Just be your handsome self, Jacob," Lori said sweetly.
She gave him a broken little smile. Her sweatshirt was on backwards. She seemed unaware of it, though the tag rubbed against her throat.
"Hey, speaking of my handsome self, did you guys know there's a Twitter hashtag about me?"
"Lori,
what does that mean?"
"It's a way for people to talk about me on Twitter."
"And what they're saying? It's all like, 'Jacob Barber is gorgeous. I want to have his baby. Jacob Barber is innocent.'"
"Me? Yeah, what else are they saying?"
"All right, there's some bad things, but mostly it's positive, like 70%.
70% positive?
"About."
"You've been following it that closely?"
"It only happened today, but yeah, of course I read it."
"You've got to check it out, Dad. Just go to Twitter and search for #, Jacob Barber, no spaces."
He wrote it on his paper napkin.
"I was a trending topic."
"Do you know what that means? Usually that's like Kobe Bryant or Justin Timberlake or people like that."
"That's great, Jacob."
I gave a skeptical look to the boy's mother.